For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump forcefully condemned anti-Semitism and mourned the victims of a mass shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. He has ordered flags at federal buildings throughout the United States to be flown at half-staff. Shock and sorrow in the wake of the Saturday tragedy when a gunman murdered 11 people and wounded 6 others before being captured. Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto.
We shouldn't be trying to find ways to minimize the dangers that occur from irrational behavior. We should be working to eliminate irrational behavior and the empowerment of people who would seek to cause this type of carnage.
Robert Bauer, the man arrested in the shooting, appears to have made anti-Semitic posts on social media. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
House Speaker Paul Ryan tells CBS's Face the Nation that Republicans must share the blame for America's divisions.
Conservatives, we always thought this was sort of a left-wing Alinsky thing. Unfortunately, the right practices identity politics now as well. Identity politics, which is now being practiced on both sides of the aisle, is unfortunately working. And I think we, as leaders, we got to figure out how do we make inclusive aspirational politics strategically valuable again.
The federal government is investigating German automaker Mercedes-Benz over recalls.
A review by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reveals Mercedes exceeded the time limits for mailing letters to owners. The agency also is reviewing the company's process for making recall decisions and notifying the government. Mercedes issued a statement saying it makes every effort to ensure recalls are done in a timely manner and will work with the government on the investigation. I'm Michelle Harbin.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Players in Iowa and New York will be sharing Saturday's massive Powerball jackpot. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Earlier, the estimated size of the jackpot was $750 million, which would have made it the third largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history. However, shortly before the drawing on Saturday night, officials scaled that back to about $688 million. Still pretty big. And Richard Lustig, who's won several major lottery jackpots over the years, has some advice for the winners, saying winning a big jackpot can bring unexpected problems.
So the first thing you want to do is hire yourself a good accountant, a good financial planner, and a good lawyer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It can be really disappointing to cover up your clever costume with a coat and gloves, but there's some ways to stay warm while trick-or-treating without sacrificing your artwork. John Clemens reports.
Across the upper Midwest and eastern Dakotas into the western Great Lakes, readings will be in the 30s to the middle 40s on Halloween night. AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Using costumes that are kind of full body costumes might be a good idea. Those are good ways to stay warm. But kind of a pretty good idea is to maybe get a costume that's one size bigger. That way you can layer up underneath the costume rather than cover up the costume by wearing a coat over top of it.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.